डिक्टेशन वर्ब मिशेल शैरो, MICHELLE, लास्ट नेम इज शैरो, SHERROW, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 11/2/1969, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज January 30, 2023. The history of presentation. Chief complaints are that the patient is having pain for last 5 years in the neck and the middle back and lower back. And she attributes this to an accident on 1/3/2023, in which her whole right side, including the shoulder, hip and knee and shoulder blade, got injured and painful. She reports that she has a main issue in the right shoulder, knee and the hip, and also right thumb is painful, neck is very painful. She reports that she cannot play bingo, her arm hurts really bad, and she has seen neurosurgery, and the St. John Hospital has planned for surgery on her neck, but she refused. She also was advised for surgery on the left knee, but so far she has not done. She did have a MRI for the right knee and has seen an orthopedic surgeon. The patient reports that her symptoms are mainly related to an automobile accident. Now, this accident occurred on 1/3/2023 as follows. Around 9:30 p.m., she was traveling as a driver, and of course the weather was bad, it was raining, and she was all alone in her car. It was Mitsubishi Lancer 2014 model, and she collided with the 2020 white pickup truck. She was traveling on 13 mile and Little Mac. The accident happened like this. She was driving on Little Mac to reach to I-94. She passed 13 mile road and a white pickup truck out of shopping center in Rose Mag parking lot came without stopping and cut in front of her. She braked very hard, however she hit the T-bone on the driver's side of that vehicle. The patient reports that her speed was 35 miles, the other car was 35 miles. She was wearing seat belts. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Police complaint was filed. And the accident was unavoidable because the truck was coming at a high speed without any regard to stop. So in this process, she grabbed the steering wheel to brace for the impact, which did happen. Now the other driver was pulled over in St. Clair Shores after he had run away from the scene of accident. And his excuse to hit and run was that he was in a physical harm. He thought the woman is going to murder him, and but he was finally arrested. The damage to the car is that car is completely totaled, and she sold the car to the wreck yard for $400. The frame is bent. Front head is all completely damaged. Front bumper is damaged. Driver's side door is broken. And engine department, engine block is completely damaged. And it is undrivable. The seat belt was broken. Airbag was okay, headrest was okay, and steering wheel was okay. There, regarding the injury to the patient reported that she did not have any impact on the chest, pelvic, or abdomen. And she held the steering wheel very hard with her hands, which injured her right shoulder and the back and the shoulder blade. She reported that there was no fracture, no laceration. Head injury is due to the hitting on the steering wheel mildly, but the seat belt was locked and it caused some pain to the chest. Right knee injured into the dashboard and the right hip was injured. The patient reported that she went to the ER St. John Hospital. There she remained there 3 days inpatient for observation. Regarding the pain, patient has the following history of presenting illness. She is suffering from headaches, which are 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are 1 or 2 times per day, and they have been there. But they're not like a migraine. They're mostly occupying the back of the head and right temple, and affecting the right eyeball. In the severity, they are moderate, and they are off and on in frequency. There is no trigger like sensitivity to light or noise, and no associated factor like nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, are none of them are reported, except that she's scared to drive. She's more like anxiety. Regarding the pain, patient has a pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. Neck pain is around 10, mid-back pain is 8, lower back pain is 7 to 8. She has some pain in the right hip, which is 7. Right knee pain is reported to be 7. Right shoulder pain is severe. It is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And she has a difficult time lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees now. And patient is here for relief. Overall, all of these pains are bothering her non-stop, continuously, and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, and cruel, hot, burning, tiring, exhausting, and fearful. The patient reports that these pains are from 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in severity, and they are affecting the ADLs, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, coughing, sneezing, standing, walking and driving, and improved by sitting, lying down, and medications. The patient is taking Lyrica for diabetes, neuropathy, and her feet have been found to be numb before even the accident. She takes 75 milligrams of Lyrica 3 times a day, and she has a hard time going up to the stairs or walking due to the pain in the hip and the knee. So far she has numbness, tingling, pins and needles, mostly in the right forearm, and muscle weakness of the right arm. And she has dropped her phone sometime. Bladder and bowel incontinence are reported. She has had x-rays, MRI, CT scan, and blood tests at the hospital. In the past treatment, patient reported that on the day of accident, she went to the ER, St. John Hospital on Maras, and she was admitted for 3 days. She was managed for the pain with IV morphine, and x-rays were done. Physical therapy was started. X-ray was done for the chest and hip and shoulder, lumbar spine and neck. They were all negative. CT scan of the neck was also negative. She has seen a primary care physician as well as an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Hausman, there. And at this time, she has done even acupuncture, chiropractor, tense unit, physical therapy. She has done surgery, medication, and epidural injections. She had an ablation on the back. At this time, in the system review, patient reports of high blood pressure and high cholesterol and heart disease. And in the endocrine disease, she has a type 1 diabetes. She takes Lantus 25 to 30 units in the AM and then in the PM. She takes Humalog R 5 to 10 units on a sliding scale. Trulicity once week, 1 to 20 units at a sliding scale. Neurological disease patients report that there is a back or neck pain or injury and headaches and weakness of the arms. In the kidney disease, patient has a bladder incontinence. In the musculoskeleton, patient reports there is arthritis and there is assistive device to mobilize. In the past surgical history, patient reports that she has a tumor removed from the ovaries in 2009, hysterectomy and bladder suspension 2006, hernia repair 2006, left knee surgery 2018, appendectomy 1978. The allergies to the medications are metformin. She gets nauseated and upset stomach. Family history, mother is deceased due to the heart failure, father is unknown. Sibling, one sibling is okay, and one brother is okay, one sister is okay. In a relationship status, passion is whether husband, there are no children. Current employment status, passion is unemployed due to the pain and retired. And she was not working since 2018 due to the disability of neck, back and chest pain also. I believe she's on SSI. And then legal institution and Mike Morris as the attorney representing her case. And personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke, and does not use recreational drugs. In addition, patient does suffer from sleep a lot. However, she denies any suicidal thought, homicidal thought, anxiety, concentration, well work, depression, or mood problems. Regarding the ADLs, patient has reported that she is suffering from work being affected 10, general activity 9, sleep is affected 8, enjoyment of life is affected 7. And also she reports in detail that she has standing, running, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, going in, cooking in the kitchen are affected 10. Home chores are affected 9. Walking and reaching into cabinets are affected 8. Physical examination. Blood vital signs. Blood pressure is 177 over 100. Pulse is 68. Pulse ox is 100. Respiratory rate is 20. Temperature 98.1. Height is 5'6". Weight is 262 pounds. This is a 53-year-old African-American female of the average build and obese and also cooperative, conscious, alert, and sitting comfortably. The patient is well-behaved and there is no acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. There is no doctor to be severely anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor and trust and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably with a cane that she has. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination that is normal. The musculature examination reveals that there is some muscle spasm in the posterior part of the back from L1 to L5. And also both trapezius muscles. However, the trigger points are not noticed. It's just a generalized muscle spasm in the upper and lower part of the back. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the temporary. Spine tenderness is located at C5-6 and L4, L5 and bilateral sacroiliac joints. The muscle spasm is minimal. Tenderness is none. Hypertonicity 1+. Range of motion, cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 40, lumbar spine, range of motion, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10, and the hyperextension is painful. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling is positive, Lermet test is positive, distraction test positive, so the all test positive. Allopathy signs are absent. In thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brodzinski Kernick test is negative. However, straight leg raising test is positive bilaterally at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is positive. Brodzinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint examination revealed both sacroiliac joints are tender, with the positive Faber test and Gonsolin test. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test were found negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities, except for the right shoulder and right forearm and right knee, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. And there is no damage to the left side. The warm to touch, well perceived, no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion of all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is slightly intalgic due to the pain in the right knee. Examination of the right shoulder reveals the following. The pain level is around 10, but on inspection, there is no dislocation or fracture or laceration. and palpation doesn't reveal any tender spot. Range of motion is limited to 100 degrees on active motion to abduction and flexion. Muscle strength 4x5. Special tests were conducted. The Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. Knee test, speed test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension is negative. Drop arm test was also negative. The left shoulder is completely normal. In the right forearm, there is a tenderness which is 10 by 10. We don't know if there is a fracture. There is some tenderness of the scaphoid fracture, fossa of the right base of the thumb. We may do an x-ray to make sure there is no fracture. The examination of the right hip shows that on inspection palpation, there is a slight tenderness and swelling. However, there is no major spasm, contracture, or contusion. Range of motion of the hip, of the right hip is 140 degrees without any crepitus or any popping, grinding noises. Motor strength is normal. Leg length disturbance is normal. Patrick sign negative, Trendelberg sign negative, log roll negative, Ellie test negative, Thomas test negative. In the right knee examination, pain level is around 7. The pain is around peripatellar region and also there is no scar, erythema, no obvious fracture. Some tenderness is noticed in the collateral ligaments medially and laterally. Other than that, anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. And McMurray-Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension test is positive. Valgus varus abnormal test is negative. Diagnosis. One moment. Diagnosis general will be V at 9.2 XXT. E66.9110, E11.9, 15.9, V at 9.2 XXT, Z79.891, CNS R51, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M79.1, M79.7. M62.838, ligaments M54.0, upper extremity, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, and wrist M25.531 for the right wrist, sprain of the right wrist M63.6501, rule out fracture of the scaphoid bone, and M79.641. Possibility of fracture scaphoid. Lower extremities in the hip, right hip M25.551, left knee, right knee M25.561, cervical spine M54.250, M54.21, S13.4XXA, M53.82, the lumbar spine M54.551.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacral spine bilateral force M46.1, S33.5XXA, M54.17. Plan of care. For Michelle Sciarro is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy has been ordered for this patient to continue in the affected area, which include the neck and the lower back, the shoulders on the right, right hip, right knee, right elbow, right wrist and hand, and also possibility of sacroiliac joint involvement. 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy. The disability is continuing for work and housework and transportation help. Medication, non-narcotic medication, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Elavil 50 milligram daily for sleep and GAD disorder and pain relief. Flexoril 10 milligram twice, 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Voltaren gel 3% 200 gram for topical pain relief. Lidocaine patch 5% for topical pain relief. Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour, 50 tablets for headaches. Percocet 7.5 325 every 12 hour for 21 days. 42 tablets are provided. Home exercise plan is yes. non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. They have been ordered released from the hospital, and once they are available, we'll review them. The interventional pain procedures, none have been warranted right now, and the surgical options, none. And referral to neuropsych is also not warranted at this time, unless patient has some more complaint. Caseworker is not ordered. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations. No investigation except MRI of the right shoulder, which has been ordered. So, also a back brace, neck brace, and right knee brace has been ordered for this patient. And the patient is otherwise stable. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.